Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to kick up some very merry mayhem. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we've been together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Hey, a great week in the rear view, right? Yeah, no kidding. Brittany Griner is home on American soil. Marriage equality is heading to President Biden's desk. And Georgia was too close for comfort, but you did it. The right thing. Raphael Warnock going back to the Senate for a six-year term. Good week indeed. In the middle of it all, there's holiday stress. There's some noise from Fright Wing. Oh, and by the way, Trump organization, anyway, found guilty on all charges. Yeah, we'll celebrate with great music. We got birthdays and milestones and seasonal Forgotten 45s in the mix. And you, are you listening live? It is Saturday, December 10th, 9 a.m. at West, 11 Central, and high noon here in the Eastern. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box available if you're taking along for the live ride. And, yeah, some followers are disappearing, but we're still hanging into Twitter for now anyway. 24/7 deal at AB Rights, all being held by the talented, tenacious TCS crew. Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in those great seasonal lattes. America runs in Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy. It's time to fall in for great holiday styles and savings at Old Navy. And by PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. And you know they feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So let's get into the festivities, shall we? Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Georgia, I swear I've never seen such a smile.
Lazy eyes, small town lies, I've got Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Every time Santa and I get together, it's a disaster.
Come on, Hank. Let's go shoot us a Christmas tree.
In bridges he burned. Each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, oh my friend. I can sing me home. An easy highway, traveling where the western winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. Come on, mama. Come on, let it be what you want from me, yeah. I'm dead strong, I'll be weak. Please, celebrate me home. Give me a number.
Show with a special request from some of our heartier regulars, Simp, Pearlie, and Stan. Thank you so much. Indeed, a holiday staple as we all wish our loved ones home and the kids from college, my nephew Josh coming home for a brief sojourn, a brief vacation before his next sojourn, I should say, and all those things happening. So celebrate me home indeed. And Irene Cara, the theme from Fame, I'm going to live forever. She passed away 2 weeks ago at the age of 63. We didn't have time last week for the tribute, but she will live forever with that music. That's for sure, the voice of anthems from the 80s movies like Fame and Flashdance. Indeed, good stuff and a good song. Seasons of Love from the cast of Rent. That is a great feeling of love as people think about their friends, their loved ones, and those folks who we've lost, of course, which is the sadness that hangs over the holiday season for so many of us. That's for sure. That's a beauty. And Feliz Navidad from Jose Feliciano, one of our favorites, too, for Pearlie, for Whitney, and for Lenore. Thanks for chiming in and listening to us live. You know how much I appreciate it. Vasquez, too, with Georgia. I know it's about a woman. We took a little poetic license for the state. As Raphael Warnock scored his well-deserved six-year term in the Senate. Too close for comfort, though, because Herschel Walker was so ill-suited. But let's not discuss it. Georgia, you did the right thing in the end. More on politics, more on the Senate as we go. It is the Andrew Beth Darkley Show. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, please weigh in. Twitter is AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505 should you find yourself tagging along for that live Saturday ride. December 10th is the date. And we have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box, too. So the Brittany Griner story it should be one of these stories that everybody can agree on, just celebrate the fact that we got this woman out who was wrongly imprisoned for a minor offense, would be considered a minor offense, if an offense at all, depending on what state you were in this country, having a vape pen and a very minuscule amount of cannabis oil to spend 9 years in a penal colony seems really ridiculous. And they got her out. Controversy because they got her out for this guy, Victor Boot. They call him Merchant of Death, a gun terrorist, gun dealer. But he's been in prison for 15 years already, and he had a few more years in his sentence. Not saying it was the greatest deal, but it was a one-and-done arrangement. Biden didn't have a choice. They wanted to get Paul Whelan, the businessman, with some dubious background, by the way. He was a former Marine who was discharged dishonorably. It doesn't mean he should be held in captivity. I'm not saying that, but who knows what the story is. But they claim he's not a spy. The government is denying it. He's denying it. But Russia doesn't agree. And there's a teacher, Vogel, who has also been in prison for a couple of years now, or sentenced for a couple of years, recently sentenced, I guess. So there are other people there. But we did get Fiverr readout. We got Brittany done. We didn't have a choice, and then Biden made that clear. So a lot of folks on the right wing are trying to kick up this dust that we left a Marine behind, but we got this basketball player out. And, of course, the right wing don't like her anyway because she's black and happens to be a lesbian. I mean, it's just ridiculous to use these talking points. It's something we should be all celebrating that we got an American home, and I think you did the right thing. But some people have other ideas. Like George on Facebook, who says, I'm glad she's free, but I have real problems with trading her for a horrific gun trafficker. It seems more like a publicity stunt by the Russians, where they came out with the winning hand. Perhaps the young lady should refrain from bringing drugs with her when she travels to countries such as Russia. That's true. She made a mistake. But again, it was, if you were her family, wouldn't you want her out after making a small mistake like that? Think about it. I mean, that's my point. They didn't have another choice. It's not like they chose her over Whelan or anybody else. This was the option they were given. They tried to push for it. They're going to keep pushing for it. Even the Whelan family came out and said that they wanted to do that. But some people are not happy. Al on Twitter says, I'm a Democrat. I'm completely PO'd with Joe Biden. It's a clown move for him to do that. Sleepy Joe released Griner when Mark Fogel is still in jail in Russia for the same thing. Well, Mark Fogel, who's the teacher, who I think has, maybe he's been in jail even longer. The point was that wasn't an option. I'm sure they should put it on the table if they didn't, and I think that I've heard about it. I heard former Ambassador Mike McFaul and other people talk about him putting him on the table as one of the people they need to get out. They got Trevor Reed out. They want to get Whelan out. Thank God they got Brittany out. But we should all rally around the fact they got her out and not worry about the tactics. Now, the right wing are using these games, and Mike on Facebook pointed that out, it's disgraceful that Trump is now using it against him. When Whelan was taken in custody in Russia under Trump's watch, said nothing about it then, but now is using it harder for the right wing. Exactly. That, to me, is deplorable and hypocritical, too, not to mention. So it's a tough thing. It's a very tricky dance that they have to do, and I understand that. It can annoy people, but I think we should all be happy that she's home. That's the basics. Again, not the best. It's never great to do this exchange, I guess, but the thing is, what do? You got to get these people home. I think it's a good move. I'm happy she's home. That's me. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. I want to remember the great late Harry Chapin, who would have celebrated his great 80th on December 7th, but he passed away only at the age of 39 in 1981. Did he leave behind a legacy of great stories and songs? As I was a kid, he was one of the early storytellers, song storytellers, that I just fell in love with. All those stories, all those great songs, Taxi, Mr. Tanner, A Better Place to Be, just so many stories. Cats in the Cradle, of course, were among his hits, but fantastic storyteller and a great humanitarian. Did so much for world hunger with all those great concerts and awareness. So I always say, if you want to celebrate Harry, write a story, write a song, sing a song, feed the hungry. Remembering Harry Chapin, I'm Amy Beth Darkley Show.
Johnny, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy? Oh, remember how we listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been ages since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Drinking the dead down my last big gig, it made my voice so low. It said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I work my way down home again, near the boys at Idaho. That's how this business goes. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Oh, feeling all of 45, going on 15. Tom, you want to sing me the bridge?
I've been making extra money doing high school spot hops. I'm a big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children. And listen what they say to me. Got a spot on the top of my head, just waiting for a suit to pay. And it's higher on my back from sitting on my, but it's never gonna go away.
Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. I've been thinking that I should stop this jockeying and stop that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. W-O-L-D. 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 Great good morning, boy, who's had but never seen. Oh, feeling all the 45, going on
So against getting a wireless?
In a way, I wish you'd just say it. Cousin Robert, please buy a wireless for Downton.
I wouldn't mind.
That's because you're American, but I'm not, and I find the whole idea a kind of thief of life. That people should waste hours huddled around a wooden box listening to someone talking at them, burbling inanities from somewhere else.
But surely now with the latest news and everything, and it must be a boon for the old. What do you think, Bates?
I can't see the dowager with a wireless, m'lady.
It's a fad. It won't last.
Did you see that the king is going...
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go!
is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
The Ramones, I'm Amy Beth Eckery Show and Rock and Roll Radio, Remember It Well. And Joni, you turned me on the radio, and Harry Chapin, the late, great Harry Chapin, and his saga of the itinerant DJ, W-O-L-D. Got to go through those vinyl records and pull out those great stories. Harry Chapin, wow. Left us at 39, but left behind a legacy of great stories and humanitarian causes. So as I said, write a song, write a story, feed the hungry if you want to honor the late, great Harry Chapin. Great spirit, indeed. It is the Amy Beth Eckery Show. Weigh in anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, A.B. Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box. A lot of folks still on the Brittany Griner thing. Well, speaking, actually, before we do that, let me talk about the Ramones and CBGB. Remember that great club, Hilly Crystal CBGB, opened on this date, December 10th, 1973, 49 years ago, closed in 2006. I saw Talking Heads there. I saw the Ramones there. A lot of folks saw people like Blondie, Television, et cetera. Lots of people went through that. It was a started out as like a country bluegrass place, morphed into a palace for punk and new wave music. So if you had a chance to spend time there, it was a very special place. Seth, Facebook says, spent too many nights there. Patti Smith, Ramones, Blondie, The Shirts, Wayne County, The Cramps. I can't remember all the bands I saw there. Cal says, too bad, though. He said he passed so many times and never entered. That was a thing to do back in the 70s and 80s for sure. Susan, I love this. She says, went often and saw friends' bands play. Beyond gross bathrooms are part of the experience. My response, yeah, I avoided it. I had the camel touch as a kid, so I can avoid going to those bathrooms every single time. Candace said, I saw Blondie there. Didn't see Blondie there, but, of course, Blondie, one of the greats that passed through. Good stuff indeed. Closed in 2006 with a show by Patti Smith. So on to the other stories that we're talking about. The Brittany Griner stuff is getting a lot of response on social media here as well. Let's see who's saying what. Karen says, it's great that she's been freed. What about poor Waylon? I guess celebrity and money are more important than service to the country. Hopefully Biden will work on getting him out next. As we keep saying, I think it was they wanted to get him out. It was a one-and-done deal. That was the offer, and they weren't offering for Paul Waylon because they're insisting that he's a spy. The government and Mr. Waylon are saying no. But they want somebody else. They can do a one-for-one in the spy thing. I mean, Putin definitely got the upper hand in this, but what would you do? You got to get her home. I mean, that's my point. Reed says, Paul Whelan is a more difficult case because he is a former Marine who became a corporate security executive and was arrested at Moscow Hotel December 2018 for spying, again, under Trump's watch, as we talked about before. He was convicted in June 2020 on espionage charges that the U.S. government says were manufactured. We all want him home, but there's no reason to leave Griner in prison while trying to get them both home at the same time. Agree with that fully, Reed. Indeed, I do. And by the way, Trump, of course, did nothing, really. He didn't mention him. They said maybe he mentioned him once in passing, but very rarely, because it didn't work out to his advantage. Hey, speaking of Trump, guilty on 17 charges, all counts, the Trump Organization, but not Trump himself, so there'll be a fine involved with all these tax fraud charges for the Trump Org. I don't know how he's not in handcuffs, though, when his CFO, Weisselberg, is going to prison for about 6 months, I guess, or 5 months, whatever the deal was. He testified, but sort of murky. Alec Bragg, for his part, has said that he will reopen, or they're still investigating the cases. They sort of seem to have dropped the fraud and tax evasion cases. This family has been going into this deep dish, tax fraud, bankruptcy fraud, all of that kind of stuff for decades, and they seem to get away with it. It's nuts to me, but we'll see how it goes. What was this? Boyer says, Hunter Biden. Everybody's so worried about Hunter Biden. Unless Hunter Biden's laptop was found in one of 15 boxes of stolen classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, I don't want to hear another goddamn word about it. Yeah, well, you're going to hear a lot of words about it, unfortunately, because come January, when the Republicans take over, and whether it's Kevin McCarthy or not at the helm as a speaker, Marjorie Taylor Greene and her ilk, Gates, Gosert, et cetera, they're going to wield a lot of power, and they're about a vengeance, and they're about investigating Hunter Biden. They're about wanting to impeach. In fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, came out with a statement yesterday saying that Joe Biden should be impeached over the Griner situation, which makes no sense to me. Again, the Russians, maybe they got the better end of the deal. I'm not saying not. But what are you doing? They put their feet to the fire. They did what they could do. It was one or none. They got the one they could get. And that's the story. But it's going to be a lot of noise, a lot of nonsense, a lot of hate being spewed, which is what's going on now in the right wing. The right wing are using Griner as a punching bag because they don't like her anyway because she's black and she's gay. I mean, this is they're bugging men. It's just insane to me. And we should all be united and happy if we're getting an American out. We want to get the other Americans out, too. We definitely want to get Whalen out. We want to get Focal out. Anybody else who's held unjustly behind bars should be let out. I agree. But you don't leave one behind because you can't get the other one out. It makes no sense to me. That's my take anyway. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Claudia, PopNet chat box. Love it when you chime in, Claudia, because you're always so nice. Says, I love your measured spirit and the way you handle things and play great music for us, too. Thank you for doing it. Claudia, thank you for listening, and thank you for being part of it. Indeed, we're all here for each other. Hey, speaking of great folks, we talked about Harry Chapin would have celebrated his great 80. Little Richard would be celebrating his great 90th if he was with us on December 5th. Now, certainly we had him a lot longer, but, boy, you talk about a groundbreaker in terms of his music and in terms of his lifestyle and his spirit. Little Richard still ripping it up on the airwaves on the A.B. Beth Arquay Show.
Wait. Well, it's time tonight and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go. Have time for Saturday night. Now I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up.
Guys going to delete the White House Twitter account?
Why would we do that?
12 Republican senators, all the usual suspects, voted for the deceptively titled Respect for Marriage Act.
We need people with courage to say, class what felony? Go ahead, go for it, arrest me, because this is a botched election.
An inflation-proof meat budget beats a new pair of socks to me and any sane person I know any day.
Like when I was a kid, kids loved Hitler.
And Trump loved Nick. He looked at me and said, where did you find this kid?
Our young men are taught that being a soft metrosexual is more valuable than training the mind, body, and soul.
Save us from the IQ stupid people.
China invests in a lot of crackheads, folks. They get every crackhead and they give them $1 billion into their fund, right?
Can you support a candidate in 2024 who's for suspending the Constitution?
I will support whoever the Republican nominee is.
To be a senator, you have to know some stuff.
Girls, dump your liberal boyfriend now.
No, even though Marjorie is a beautiful lady, and I'll be honest, I would if I could, but I haven't, so I can't.
These disloyal, just losers. I don't think like them. I'm not a beta male, so I don't understand how they think.
The Nazis might be war thugs that shook them out of a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
We have, in fact, infiltrated the mainstream flank of the GOP. Just look at what Tucker Carlson is talking about lately.
Political forces hijack professional sports as a way to brainwash the young men who watch professional sports. That's, of course, the entire point of it.
Nancy Pelosi is the ice queen.
And an enemy of people that don't like you. I don't know if y'all know that.
It all started with, allowing women to wear pants.
I don't eat kale. You know why? Because kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat.
Someone told me you got to be free. Someone told me to stand in the rear.
Show in honor of the craziness in that interesting state with Carrie Lake, the loser, suing for the gig that she never won. Yeah, she's pulling a Trumpian move, suing to get the job of governor that, you know, she lost, but she's trying to play those games. And, of course, the very independent Kristen Sinema, the senator who was a Democrat, now she's officially an independent. Much was made, I think too much was made in the media yesterday about it. Yes, she declared herself an independent. Most people think it's because she can't win a Democratic primary. But who knows? The thing is, she's going to still caucus with the Democrats, like Angus King in Maine, like Bernie Sanders in Vermont, because she wants to hang on to those sub-chairmanships that she has. So Schumer has still some power over her in that regard. So the power balance in the Senate is still going to be 51-49. So don't worry about it, but they made a big deal about it yesterday. And she's a bit of a showboat, and some people say she's a narcissist. She's doing what she can do to see if she can preserve her political future, and so be it. I mean, a lot of people say the two-party system is not working so well, but it is the system that we have, unfortunately. But more people are registered as independents than they are either Democrats or Republicans in this country, so that's the trend. Unfortunately, the way it's set up in terms of how you wield power and how you get things done, you have that two-party structure. Will it change? Can it change over time? We'll have to see. I mean, the Supreme Court is trying to change the way we do elections, which could be very scary, too. Whole other issue, they haven't decided on this case yet, but you don't want to give free rein to legislators to do whatever the heck they want without any oversight. We have checks and balances in this country for a reason. I think they have to look into that. But the Supreme Court is sort of off the rails, too. That's a whole other topic that we have to handle at some point, but not today. Speaking of politics, so we heard the political poachers from America, and last week in the GOP, Lincoln Project puts it together every week. I love the montage because they have to do the heavy lifting so we can enjoy it, the snippets, because they've got craziness run amok in that party, that's for sure. I love that line, though, from Foghorn Leghorn. That's what they call him, the Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, who says, kale sounds like I'd rather be fat. Or did he say taste? I don't know. That quote is just very funny. Some craziness indeed. And we remember some great rock and roll greats, like Mike Nesmith, who passed away back on this date in 2021, just last year, December 10th, with Last Train to Clarksville, one of the great Monkey hits. Claudette from Roy Orbison, the early rocker who passed away on December 6, 1988, only 52 years old. What a legacy of early rock and roll songs he left behind. Pretty Woman, You Got Me, Blue Bayou, etc., and, of course, his great collaboration with the Traveling Wilburys later on, right before his death. And Little Richard, we had him a little bit longer, but not to make it to 90, which would have been his birthday on December 5th. What a groundbreaker. You talk about his music, you talk about his style. Artists blaze the way, for sure, and rip it up. Indeed we do. Artists keep moving. Speaking of arts, Wendy in Encino, California gets the shout-out for the Inspiration to Action Challenge. She says, thank you so much. I've been doing the challenge on and off the wagon, as you would say, for a few years, but I've got some things to show for it, two poetry chapbooks and writing some stories now. So thank you. Hey, thank you, Wendy. Keep going. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. If you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one, always on me. Reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Hey, while you're there, peruse my stories. The award-winning Liza Gordon Mysteries are available. Other goodies, too. Great reads for the holidays for mystery lovers, and if you got time on your hands, delve in. Ebook and paperback via Cozy Cat Press. We also have a place for you to chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, and we have links to the podcast and all that good stuff, too. So it's all there for you, one-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawy.com. Anything, everything on your mind as we go around the corner? On the Trump issue, yes, he was convicted, but he wasn't convicted. It was just his organization. So says Otto, what's with that? Yeah, I don't get it either, Otto. I'm trying to figure that one out. His name is on it. The CFO got slammed with the criminal charges, and his organization got criminally charged. But you can't put an organization in jail, but they can fine them, and we'll see what happens. Of course, they'll appeal and drag it out, et cetera, et cetera. But what can you do? Marianne says, I'm sure I'm not alone in the Christmas wish list. The insurrectionists, the document stealers, the misinformation spreaders need to be rounded up and all put in prison. Enough is enough. This country deserves better. Vote blue 2024. Vote blue and Democrats all the way. All I want for Christmas is to see the traitors in jail and get arrested. Yeah, okay, and Trump is one of them, that's for sure. By the way, the January 6th committee coming out with their final report, I believe it's not next week, the week after, December 21st. They are going to make, they said, I think they tipped their hand, criminal referrals. Not sure who will be on the list. I hope it'll be Trump along with Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Clark, some of those people that do deserve it. I mean, that's for sure. We'll see. But, you know, Trump plays the long game. Trudy's always complaining about that, too. She always says, when is he going to be in handcuffs and orange jumpsuit? I think it's going to be a long time. Got to work for it. Work towards it, as they say. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Also remembering John Lennon. It was a date that, for those of a certain age, December 8th, 1980, we'll always remember the shock of learning that John Lennon was shot to death. And just on the cusp of starting over with Yoko and starting over with his fans with new music coming out, here's one of the ones that came out posthumously, just like starting over on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Remembering John Lennon.
Our life together is so precious. Together We have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly.
Someone, the devil's best friend, someone who abandoned all.
George Harrison, his great tribute to John Lennon all those years ago on the Edie Beth Arcuri Show, and John Lennon released just before his death, starting over on the cusp of so many great things. What a shock it was to the system, indeed. It is the Edie Beth Arcuri Show. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Ryan says, thanks for being so kind during the holidays. It's such a stressful time and really sad for so many people. Yeah, you know, Ryan, what I always say, please pace yourself. It's a season of giving. Give something to yourself, too, in terms of time and patience, and just pace yourself. Know your limits when it comes to spending, when it comes to drinking, eating, celebrating, all of it. You need time off, take it. Take some time for yourself, and reach out. Reach out to friends, family, and reach out to those who you think are vulnerable and lonely, and reach out to us. That's why I always say I'm here for you. Social media, we're here to connect. Don't be bashful about it. We're all in this together. I have my low moments, too. Miss people who are gone, and it helps to talk with other folks. So please reach out. Feel free to do it. We're here at Twitter. I'm at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And, of course, you can friend me on Facebook as well, or trace us back to the website, amybetharkawi.com. Hey, don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Miss the show, want to hear it again, follow the Amy Beth Arcuri Show wherever you get your podcast. I mean, listen, we have select editions on the Arts Radio Network, on PopNet, PodStream, and popping up all over these places these days, especially on the PopNet Roundtable. So we send out the social media missives. Love it when you guys, my heartier regulars here, come over there. I'm getting the hang of it. It's kind of fun, indeed. Hey, thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters, for keeping us moving in such a stellar fashion all year round. And thank you guys for taking along for the ride. Drive safe, play nice, dream big, and leave you with this comment from Dino. All I want for Christmas is Trump in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit. Our producer, Trudy Hart, wants the same thing. Thank you, Dino. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us. I said that right. On the Amy Beth Arcuri Show. I'm leaving you with one from Roy Zimmerman. He sums it all up. Happy holidays in a big way. We'll do that. Take care. You know, I love you all.
The mortal world is languishing in deep December snows. The road of hope is frozen over, so's my nose. And even as all nations strive the others to destroy, one holiday brings every nation joy. It's Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, Kwanzaa. What a merry multicultural time of year. I'm sure no matter where they celebrate over there, the time of year we celebrate over here. No matter what your creed or color, you're sure to have a real good time. A definite yes to answer the question, can we all get along? Let's sing a Christmas, Ramadan, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa song. Humanity is drifting in an icy sea of strife. The giant quilt of life is crazy, so's my wife. But even as all things are dying, one event can steer the moribund toward more abundant cheer. It's Charisma, Hanukkah, Ramadan, Kwanzaa. What a happy, heterogeneous holiday. In places near and far, wherever the heck you are, you'll find that they can revel a day away. No matter what your race or religion or lack thereof, you're sure to have a festive night, or 8 or 12, a seasonal way for neighbors to say, how could we have been so wrong? Let's sing a Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, Kwanzaa song. So don a party hat and kill the calf that's fat, and throw a Roman Saturnalia. And when winter turns to spring and nature does her thing, you'll be wearing frilly frocks, resetting all your clocks for Floralia, Holy Easter, Passover, no equinox. What a pan-humanic extravaganza, what an ethnicultural religio jubilee. They're all joining hands in disparate lands to form a harmonious throng to sing a Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, and a Kwanzaa song. So lay aside your crushing load of earthly misery and sing a Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, and a song with me.